Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Prior to the Pope's arrival in Lebanon on Friday 14th of September, and as he's about to pass by the Marian Hilltop Shrine of Harissa, dedicated to Our Lady of Lebanon, Tracy McClure went to have a look at this place of pilgrimage for both Christians and Muslims, reaching there from the entire Middle Eastern area. But stay tuned as she speaks to some of the pilgrims she met there, beginning with Monsignor Charbel Maroon from Minneapolis, Minnesota in the United States.
Came especially for the papal visit?
We came for the papal visit. We have about 40 people that are on our tour from the United States, coming for 10 days, you know, 3 days before the Pope and few days after, covering most of the parts of Lebanon, as well as participating with the Pope's special events, and especially the main liturgy on Sunday.
What do you think will be the highlight for your group?
I believe, you know, just being in the presence of the Holy Father and just witnessing his presence in the Middle East as he is coming to proclaim peace and to bring peace to this part of the world. You know, just to declare that this part of the Holy Land is a very important, and it's a land that's been giving saints for so many years, and preservation of Christianity is most important, and the support from the West for the East is needed at this time more than ever before.
We came with Father Charbel Maroon just for this. Yes, my name is Joe Pavlovich, and I'm from Flint, Michigan.
What are you looking forward to most about this trip?
Visiting all the beautiful religious sites here in Lebanon, and going to this shrine, and we're going to other shrines around the country, and it's just going to really be wonderful.
And the icing is the Pope.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
My name is Lily Pavlovich, and it's the first time we've ever been in Lebanon, and it's very emotional. My ancestry is here, even though I don't speak the language. It's very beautiful.
So you come probably from a Lebanese background,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
From a Maronite or Eastern
Maronite.
Rite?
Maronite. Yes, yeah. And my husband's
a Maronite subdeacon. Yes.
So this is quite emotional for both of us.
What do you think this papal visit will mean to not just the people of the Middle East and Christians here, but also to Christians like yourselves who live elsewhere with Middle Eastern roots?
Unity, harmony, that's the hope of the Pope. That's the hope of a lot of people. We suffer in silence with this diversification of religion and cultures, but the Pope brings us together.
I just climbed to the top of the Statue of Mary, and there were Muslims and Christians and all faiths up there praying.
Yeah. Mary, of course, is revered by Muslims as
yes.
well as Christians.
Exactly. Right.
Did you know that here in Lebanon, the Feast of the Annunciation is a national holiday celebrated by both Christians and Muslims?
We just heard that on our tour bus, yes. So
yeah,
that's
wonderful. That is beautiful, yeah. That's really the hope of the future is God. No matter really what religion you are, it is God.
We're hearing a lot of noise, construction work going on. It looks like they're preparing for the Pope's arrival. I don't think they're going to be finished, but
no.
But a lot of excitement here. And what kind of messages are you going to be bringing back to the United States after this trip?
It's just how beautiful it was, and what a rare opportunity it was to see the Pope and to know that he cares about all Christians and all Catholics all throughout the world.
Unity. The spring of God. You know, they talk about the Arab Spring. How about the spring of God?
You're a tour guide, and you were just bringing a Muslim group of women up here to Our Lady of Harissa. You're Christian. What's your name?
Dalal.
Now, you were just explaining that Muslims also revere the figure of Our Lady.
They ride the cable car, and they come here to get the view. They see the statue. You know, they respect Saint Mary because for them she is the mother of the Prophet Isa, the equivalent of Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you must be looking forward to Pope Benedict's visit.
It's a hope for us. That means it's safe, the country is safe.
What is the importance of Mary for people of the Muslim faith?
Mary is like mother for all human. It's not just for Christian. She's a mother for Prophet Jesus. We believe in Jesus, and we believe in she's have a power and she have a mercy for everybody, and that's Mary.
Did you know that Pope Benedict is coming here for this weekend?
Yes,
what kind of message do you hope the Pope is bringing for both Christians and Muslims?
Just a peace, live in peace, and everybody happy.
And you were listening there to Tracy McClure, who's currently in Lebanon, reporting on Pope Benedict XVI's 3-day visit there. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.